Revelation 3:20. Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them, and they will eat with me. Raida, kausa tu ena matini katumba, katukituki, kebakasa rongoda na domongo en dona tamata, kandolava na katumba, au na dhuruwa, kanava kapitalanga batike yao kokoa. Sa vakambula veikinda vaketiko veikemni na vakarongo mai, ena yadhe ningoni turango chisu. Yadha nimbula, yadha nganga, yadha sembera vakandoni veisau. Na yadha ngo kwa suleti kuna dhengu nimbula, menda ruyandra mai na matakango. Visureti tikoani ena prokoramu wakotokai, I am not ashamed of the gospel. We also take this time to invite you to tune in now to our program, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for healing, breakthrough, and deliverance from your sickness and burdens of life.
O sa pagmula ng bayan at tigubik ng dalang turang na marama dorbo ng unelewa, ay matakan ni sigang din dahi. Sa ambulat binaka o kalandi, bula binaka ni Usilandi. Aw sa torto ng anawa, ang unang binang gomo bang bulat tigo bikin ni barong tumay na Facebook na matakan ni sini kuwa, may all the way from UK, all the way from United States of America, those from Fiji, bulat binaka, Lautoka, Nandi, Suba, aw torto ng binang gomo bang bulat tigo ni utikong na studio, and Planet FM, and Auckland, na matakan ni sini kuwa, aw baka bilim na na kaluni na opportunity, the opportunity to be here and to share the word of God through the Planet FM, and I must take this time to thank the this radio station in this beautiful place, Auckland, while I'm here for about 1 week, and this is my third time recording, and I really appreciate the station for allowing me all the way from Fiji, and sometimes I call from Suva, sometimes I call from Lautoka, from Lambasa, and I take this time to appreciate their good heart, allowing me and allowing New Methodist Christian Fellowship to have a program every 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning. And again, I take this time to welcome you all on a Saturday morning, and also to those of you that are live right now on Facebook. And I was talking on about this theme that disobedience is very expensive. Sorry, solim natalende. Disobedience is very expensive. Kaya kung ikanda ni Walta, buturang akin marama. Na matay sarangan ni talende sa kuya kuya iba takiyatama in the Garden of Eden. And that is the first disobedience. And I believe that's why disobedience becoming a sin that is common in every culture, in every race, in every nation of this world, the disobedience. Children are disobeying to their parents, and young people are disobeying to the nation or to their elders, and the list goes on and on and on. So it is a very good lesson for us to go into and try to work on how we can have obedience, the spirit of obedience in this life. Because when you have a disobedience, then the sin or what we call all the problem will come after. Sabi tertarabi betitu yung kami baka society na lengka todo ko ni sa tiko nga natalendrende. Talaindrendre bita, talaindrendre bina, talaindrendre nambula baka biotini, talaindrendre bunun ni dakadaka. All sorts of disobedience wherever you are listening from. And sometimes that's why our young people, they are very disobedient today. And the law or the family bill around the world, that even it assists them again to not to listen to anyone. I remember when I was in school, and if you don't do your homework, there's a kind of penalty or assignment. There's a kind of a penalty or a discipline measure that we need to work on our homework or on assignment or the things that we need to do. But today, there's no other measure of how to discipline the children. You can talk rudely to them, you can touch them, you can slap them, you can penalize them, you can use a ruler, you can use a duster. Oh, in the olden days, a duster is used a lot, and the ruler is used a lot. And even our head teacher normally uses his belt, or there'll be a stick always there, ready to penalize those children that are over the limit. Nobody nobody can control them. And my friend, today, because of the family bill and the human rights, we are nurturing a society full of disobedience. And that's why the police will feel it. The school teachers will feel it. And the shopkeeper will end up feeling it. And even the community, those that lead the community, the church will feel it. Why? Because there is no sign, hallelujah, of discipline anymore. So I want to challenge our life today. Why disobedience is very expensive. Dua, disobedience brings curses. Number two, disobedience causes standstill. Number three, disobedience kills. Number four, disobedience is same as witchcraft. Number five, disobedience destroy our inheritance. Number six, disobedience invites problems. And number seven, disobedience is foolishness. Oh, biwekani vitu tikuna leso nilile wetikuna disobedient. Kawambota indundulmenda reza bakatitombu. And asigabinanga nikua, ni kautamaina lenga, kautamaina tabutu, kautamaina tao. Kaunalako kina kene karua, baltani usaba kete biwati na kene matai. Na kene karua, the second lesson that I will touch on this morning for these 30 minutes, hallelujah, that disobedient causes standstill. Na talaindende ndo wakabuna na tao. We cannot achieve well, or maybe we are not achieving the rate that we are achieving. We are not getting what we supposed to get. We are not come to our full potential when we have the gift, we have the talents. We are not utilizing our full potential because of disobedience. And the story behind this is Lot's wife. Back into the Bible, the story is in Genesis chapter 19, verse 24, right up to 26. It was a story that God want to save Lot, his wife, and all his children, and all the in-laws. And you know the story, because of the sinful nature in Sodom and Gomorrah. And the cities that today it turns into what we call the Dead Sea. And just for your background, just the introduction of the Dead Sea. See, my friend, if you go to the Dead Sea receives the water at the moment from River Jordan. River Jordan comes from the overflow of Galilee, the Lake Galilee. And Galilee received the water from Mount Hermon, all the way from Syria. So from Syria, we have one of the highest mountain in the Middle East. Mount Hermon, and from there, if you go there, always ice at the top of the mountain or peak of the mountain. From there comes what we call Mount Hermon, and then the river comes down, the river to Galilee, to the Lake Galilee. And from Galilee, there's a river come out of Galilee, which is River Jordan. And from River Jordan, it goes to the Dead Sea. From the Dead Sea, there's no outlet. Hallelujah. Remember, my friend, when there's no outlet, then place, that place supposed to fill, to be full of water. It is a fresh water, and Dead Sea is a salt water. The salt is so saturated that you cannot, hallelujah, that you cannot try to be underwater for long, because you will float. Hallelujah. You will be floated because the salt saturation is very, very high. So my friend, as you listen this morning, and you can see when God curses anything, when God curses anything, there will be no change until God says something again. Everything depends on the things of God, on the word of God, my friend, that you're listening today. So the fresh water that comes in gallons and gallons and gallons in every second, in every minute from the River Jordan, because come from the Lake Galilee, and because it comes from Mount Hermon, and right up to the seawater and to the salt water and to what we call the Dead Sea right now, it never fill up. nor change the saltiness of the Dead Sea. How come? When the River Jordan is a freshwater, Galilee is a freshwater, water from Mount Hermon is a freshwater. And from the time, Genesis chapter 29, right up till today, and imagine the number of, hallelujah, the gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons of fresh water into the seawater, into the salt water, and nothing changed. Because God already cursed that city, Sodom and Gomorrah. So that is the thing that you need to understand. When God curses, the standstill of this woman, Lot's wife, and the Bible says that God already warned Lot and warned the family to run to the mountain, leave everything in Sodom and Gomorrah and run to the mountain, because God is about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. My friend, when God said something, when God cursed a place, no man, no demon can change it. Only God. The Bible says, my friend, that they're supposed to run to the mountain, but somehow, he said, don't look back. Don't love anything in Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't love anything from there. You need to run to the mountain and save yourself from the destruction of the wrath of God. My friend, maybe you are listening to me today through the Facebook, through the radio, Planet FM, and I don't know the situation that you're going through. Maybe you are at a standstill right now because of a disobedience. Maybe your parents, maybe your father and your mother, or maybe yourself. And you need to understand, when you know the truth and you can be set free from the curses that you have right now and from the standing still that you have right now, and I want to challenge our life today. You can escape that standing still. For Lot's wife, she cannot do anything. Nobody can do anything now. But you can do anything to your life, to your life right now. Right now, you can do something to your life. Right now. You can read the cover and do not come and bullet and mumbula and sarango. Then do two more do two. You can send bullet tico, say that the commander tico na clo, say tico na lo tamunicalo, or you can run sereki, come in a mumbula two more do. Then do some in durmasima two. Then do some bambala mundo bunao. For too long, you just a preacher, but you're not a child of the Most High God. You just a member of your church, but you're not a child of the Most High God. Because you are standing still right now. Because of disobedience. You are disobeying God in most of the thing. You're going to church, but you are standing still. As a believer, as a faith-based person, you are standing still right now. You are not achieving what you're supposed to achieve. Because you are standing still right now. Why you are standing still? Because you are not listening to the promises and the call of God in our life. Oh, my friend, maybe I'm talking to someone today. I'm talking to somebody right now, right here, in the Facebook. And also, I'm talking to somebody on the radio. You need to move. You need to make a move. Hallelujah. There's a saying when people cheer for Fiji, toso viti toso, toso viti toso, sanga, viti toso tiko, yuko motoso. Sarimbalabu na numutu wakandua. Sarimbalabu na numaikele tu. Sarimbalabu na numutu na wabu. Sarimbalabu na mundame tiko ikeri. Sambu ima rimbalabu na mubaka vitalia. Sarimbalabu na mulasi tiko itumba. Sarimbalabu na mundriba nriba tiko. Sarimbalabu na mulasi tiko itumba. Sarimbalabu na mulasu lasu. Sarimbalabu na mulawakitha. Sarimbalabu na mutariko tu na budesa. Ndondon mola ko ilotu. Ndondon mola imasumasu. Ndondon mola involvaka lebu na mola ko tiko kina. Soko lotu SLS, soko lotu Assemblies of God, soko All Nations, soko Kingdom, soko lotu da bolevena. Iyo iku sa maitu bagandua. Iku sa lewe waltunga ni lotu. Iku sa se ni lewe ni matentu ni kalu. Dindu obo sa tiko bindua ni taltala. Dendo iku sa sekat tunya wa sek walangan itu bukan dua. Iku sa andur masih masar tunga. Turangin marah, mata bapak bapak nakan jukaran itu kamu kini dua naka. You still can do something in your life right now, right now, right now, right now. You can do something to your life. Lot's wife, as I said before, she cannot do anything. Lot cannot do anything to his wife, but you can do anything to you. Because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ, you can cover yourself and confess that you are a sinner. And the Bible says when you come to him, he is willing that he can wash away your sin and set you free again, just perfect like you never sin again. So like you are not a sinner. You not sinner anymore because you confess your sin. And God is righteous enough. God is faithful enough to wash away all your sin and take away all unrighteousness in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. So we are so blessed this morning that you can hear the message of the now, the word of today, and can come into you the Rhema word from the studio here at Planet FM, right to your living room, right to your vehicle, right to your workplace, that you can do something because you have been still for too long. You have been standing there for too long. You have been in the same place, even though after 5 years, you're going to church, you sit in the pew, maybe you belong to the praise and worship team, maybe you're part of the leader in your church, but spiritually, you are not on the top of the mountain. Hallelujah. You run to the top of the mountain because of the top of the mountain and where God will bless you. Hallelujah. God will take you to another level, to another situation, to another environment, to another category of blessing. Hallelujah. God curses the city and is telling them, vacate the city. Nisakana kalau umbiti cipita, biti cipita. Nisakana kalau umbiti sutoma kekomora, biti sutoma kekomora. Nisakana kalau toso, toso. They were guided by the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire. And Moses said to them, when the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud move, you must move. When God tell you to do something to move, move. And maybe most of the time that God is speaking to us, we are so comfortable in that place. Sama inta kombia una buno unta betukinongo sama mata uta tuvia una bososada sama mata uta tuvia una nala sulasu sama mata uta tuvia na nala koabo ki na singa tambusin logo iluto sama mata uta tuvia una singa ni masu sama mata uta tuvia oh biwekan singa ni ngani kuwa na kalu sa bosi tu weekend daro. God is speaking to us right now, right here. Maybe somebody watching through the Facebook. And you are living in just across the Tasman in Australia, maybe in Brisbane, maybe in Sydney, or maybe in Canberra or in Melbourne, or maybe in Perth or Darwin or Townsville, wherever you are. I'm speaking to you right now. I was supposed to be and sing with Nanikua. Then do some Ibambalam, some Ibandende, some in Dendenga, some Melas, some Willava, Nindudur, Motos to Tikinakalu, Nakalusa, Katu weekend, Rock in Ulbanua, Saribunua, Blabla, Kutikinaguri. So we can the Samalakatal. Hallelujah. You are on fire too. You are loaded tico. You are double no tico. Yeah, some may matter till 2 weeks. You are not bullish to make you come more. Sakati weekend on a clue. Rocking only one. Nusabaru Barusana, Munongori. Oh, Turanga Kenmarama, Dorbo Kenmanelawa. Hallelujah. Cut weekend on the Boltamo. Sabosa Nakalo, Kaya. Lakotani, my Munongori. Lakotani. Ovakasamatagan and Gunevoskin and a clue and a Wagatibu Chinigarua, as I was a via prama, Lagotani, my Nabanuangori, Lagotani, my Nomuanua, Lagotani, my Vernavecamu, Lagotani Valetamamu, Lagokin and Dunabanua, Conabaru Takabico. Hallelujah. Kone vuri vuri ni viva kalu vina kataki. Erna blestaki ura blestaki ko, erna kustaki ura kustaki ko. Yoko yuko vuri vuri ni viva kalu ngataki. Ena vura vura. Kenda mbula tukinungwa. O turanga kini marama. Nona tale rawa rawa. Baleta ni tale rawa rawa. Erua na lakotani tukungwa. Dona lakotani ni eprama. Dona lakotani ni iloti kiwatina. Turanga kini marama. Hallelujah. Ema idhaba tuikia. Na itala nwa mbaleti iloti kiritu na luwena. Baleta dhaba. Natinan tu emai tu bukan dua. Ikan bertamu asangai relisu, asangai bukan nama tali nambula. Haluya. So weekend tu rangkin meraman. Nida sabi butu ni. Ngulah dapa nambula sauti. Ngulah dapa nambula makawa. Bertadapa. Sehingga nikau tamai biu na. Sehingga nikau tamai biu kau nambula na bagai dengun sautu. Kena saulangi langi. Kau biar bukan di tengah tu weekend nama takkan ni sehingga nindai. Nangune bosukina nakalu lakotani. All the family must leave. Lot and the family were asked to warn their relatives. Na nona lolo mana kalu isang walang ani adong abilo tiki watina. Orto na ngone sangay ka weir to kaya na lube mo orto baka watitani kaya kaya na duwa tinra. Hallelujah. God was warning them. When God warns us, it normally it's very clear, very precise. But because of our hardened heart and stiff neck, and because we don't really trust in God, most of the time we take the warning of God very lightly. Just same as today. God said it will be like the days of Noah when Jesus come back. What happened in the days of Noah? People loved the world. Oh, the sexual immorality was the highest in those days. The marrying the demon, people, young women were marrying demons. And imagine, same-sex marriage was in a thrive in those days. And the Bible says, when Jesus was talking, it will be like the days of Noah. What is happening today? Most of the country today are accepting again same-sex marriage. And there are countries today, they are accepting marrying animals. That you decide what you show sexual desire to be. Oh, hallelujah. The time will come that people will marry their sister. The time will come maybe a daughter can marry the father again. It was in a chaotic time. And Jesus is warning the world today. It will be like the days of Noah. And that the great flood. When Noah was warning them, God is warning us that the flood will come. And they laugh. It's just the same as today. When people stand up and preach and people talking about the sin. I remember when Israeli Folau, hallelujah, when he was talking about the Bible verse, oh, he was ridiculed. The whole world turned against him. Why? The world, see, that is funny. That is the book of the Asian book. Why bring it to this time? Jesus said it will be like the days of Noah. Maybe I'm talking to someone today. There was a Fijian player playing for the Super Rugby. He just said, I love you, Jesus. And he was attacked left, right, and center for him to apologize because he's hurting, he's annoying people. Oh, praise the Lord. What the world that we're living in. It's normal because it is coming again. The days of Noah is coming. That the worst is yet to happen. The worst is yet to come. And I am a mouthpiece of God today, right now at this Planet FM, at this very moment, to warn people that you are listening. This is a time to turn to God. This is a time to keep the Bible, because the time will come because worshiping God will become a minority. And when you worship God, when the churches that we see today, when you go to church, you will be like a hide and seek. It's no more a style of life on Sunday. It will be taken as only few people, the sinners, they go to church. Only the people that they are marginal, they go to church. We will be treating Christian. A time will come, even Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, Tonga, the people, the nation that they base on the Christian values and Christian moral, the time will come, will be thrown out the window. Why? Because that is the system of this world that is coming and overpowering. And it is my duty to blow the horn now, to warn the people that you hold on to every scripture and every book that talk about God and Jesus Christ. Every disc and every scripture you need to grab hold of right now. Why? Because the time is coming. The time is coming. Jesus said it will be like the days of Noah. People were cursing God. People were speaking bad things about God. And people that they serve God, they were hunted down, hallelujah, like they were criminals in those days. So when Noah was building the boat, it took him 120 years, hallelujah. The boat that survived, hallelujah, the greatest flood ever, the greatest current ever. And today, that warning is sounding again. It's not in the near future that you'll see what Jesus said. It will be like the days of Noah. Maybe I'm speaking to someone. Maybe I'm speaking to a pastor. Maybe I'm speaking to a church leader. Hallelujah. Don't water down that message. There's a lot of message that is sugar-coated. Hallelujah. And we just want to talk about blessing. He's a good God. He's a loving God. But remember, there's always two sides to a coin. He maybe is a good God. Yes. Maybe he's a loving God. Yes. He receives all the sinners, regardless who you are. Yes. But remember, he's a righteous God. And he's a God full of wrath. Hallelujah. If he can send the brimstone and the fire to a city to melt it till today, to be an evidence today, yeah? To be an evidence today. It's a warning to us that the time will come that Jesus will come in the cloud of the sky, and the people that they surrender their life, the people they die in Christ, they'll float like a balloon in the sky to meet their Savior. And then later, those that believe and they are still alive in physical in those days. I challenge our life, my friend, maybe somebody that you are listening today, you haven't surrendered your life to Jesus, or you are a believer and then you are backslidden right now. Right now you are back into the world. That the sound is sounding right now. The trumpet is being blown right now. You have to go back to the Lord Jesus Christ. Run to the mountain. Escape the wrath of God that is coming. There is a wrath of God that is coming. And this is the time. Do your relationship well. Your prayer. Communicate with God well. The Bible is there. Most of the time we spend a lot of time on Facebook. But remember the book. There is a Facebook and there is a book. And this book is not a book of stories. This is a book of revelation and testimony, a book of the word. The prophecy that is in there to bless someone that you are listening today. I am really blessed that I can share this word right from the heart of God, right from the throne of God, this morning to you, wherever you are. You are listening through Facebook, you're watching through Facebook, or you're listening through Planet FM on a Saturday morning. And I believe God is just using this platform, the Planet FM and my life, just to a vessel to warn you that the time is near and the time is coming. This is the time to repent. Turn away from wicked ways and seek God because you still have time. My friend, if you are out there and you don't know what to do, you can call a senior pastor, Sefa Wangabagatonga, and call senior pastor Kemu. Hallelujah. And you find a church that believe in Jesus, a church that believe in the full gospel. Not a church to just go on Sunday and warm the pew. And a church just come because of the refreshment, the after-match activities, which is the food, the Kentucky, the McDonald's, and the pancakes and all the curry and all the chop suey. No, the church that feed you with the word of God. Maybe I'm speaking to somebody out there, maybe a young person that you've been very rebel to your parents, rebel to your teachers. I want to challenge your life. This is a time to change. This is a time to look the other way. Look to Jesus. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Bible says that we were not bought by silver or by gold. We are bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. It's about time that we turn around and go back to God because He's real. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. People change. Generation change. The theos and ideas may be changed, but Jesus still the same. His word is still the same. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8, the Bible says that flowers wither and plants die, but the word of the Lord remains forever. So I take this time to thank the Lord for this opportunity, and let us come before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time. The wonderful opportunity to share your word. Very raw. Very precise, very straightforward. To your children out there, to a believer out there, to maybe somebody that is out there, I pray, Father God, that the word will penetrate into their heart and they'll make a decision to come back to you. And we thank you, Father, for this morning. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray and we say amen.
We take this time to thank you for tuning into I'm Not Ashamed of the Gospel program. Join us at the same time next week to be empowered and filled with the anointing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed week.